Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. On Thursday in St. Louis, the Texas Rangers knotted the World Series at one game apiece, scoring two runs in the ninth to earn a 2-1 victory. The series will shift to Texas tonight for Game 3. Rangers fans hope their team will take advantage of the three-game homestand to overtake St. Louis and win the first World Series title in franchise history. Here to discuss that possibility is Pete O'Brien, who played for the Rangers from 1982 to 1988. Pete, welcome to Only a Game.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You're still living in the Dallas area. What's the mood there as the series shifts to Texas, tied at one game apiece?
Well, it's quite exciting, Bill. Usually around this time, this is cowboy time. And the last couple of years, the Rangers have wrestled away the front pages. And it's a very easy team to root for. These guys are a humble group, a very hungry group. And it's been fun to watch them. And the other night in St. Louis, for them to come back and win that game in the ninth is something that we've been watching the last couple of years out of this group.
When you were with the Rangers, the team never made the playoffs. In fact, Texas didn't make the postseason until 1996, 8 seasons after you left. You then played 1 year for Cleveland, 4 with Seattle. They didn't make the postseason. Does the Rangers' recent success kind of erase some of that, what must have been disappointment?
Well, it helps, for sure. You know, you play this game, and there's a lot of things that have to stack up for you to get the postseason. For the most part, everybody's enjoying this run by the Rangers, since Nolan came and Jimmy Sundberg and these guys have come back to the organization and really wanted to make it a top-flight organization, and they have, with John Daniels on down to Ron Washington and the rest of the group.
Well, you mentioned Hall of Fame pitcher Nolan Ryan, who is president and CEO of the club, as well as senior executive vice president Jim Sundberg, who had a very exceptional career as a major league catcher. This must be a kind of where it all starts, I would think, in terms of inspiring great performances.
Well, there's no doubt. Nolan doesn't miss a game down there in the owner's box, so I have a feeling those pitchers probably look over there every now and then, just want to see how Nolan's reacting to their performance. It's like your grandfather or your father watching you in the stands, and you want to perform, and Nolan has been very beneficial to this group.
Of course, the flip side to the pitchers looking over at Nolan Ryan in the stands must be Ryan looking at them and occasionally thinking, what the heck's the matter with this guy? He can't throw 105 miles an hour.
Nolan had just a prolific work ethic. And so, you know, he's just demanding that. He's demanding that these guys put in their time off the field, in between starts. So there's just a lot of good stuff that's flowing downhill.
Among the guys that you had as teammates were Bucky Dent and Mickey Rivers, who had both earned World Series rings with the Yankees. What was it like to be in the same locker room with guys who had won it all?
They were terrific, and they certainly had the credentials following them. But I think as a group, we didn't quite come together around them. And I don't know if it was they were in the twilight of their career, so... They may not have had the impact as they would have with the Yankees when they were younger and everybody was kind of had that kindred spirit and one common goal. We fought that for years, and I just felt like it just takes a certain group that is committed, and they become a band of one, to use the old cliche, but that's really what it takes. I think it's this game's such an individual sport. You can get caught up in numbers, and when you start getting caught up in numbers, you start individualizing it. And I think that's where the difference between the championship teams and the middle of the road teams, they just have a common thought, that it's all about wins and pennants and all that. It's a special group.
Pete, you and your wife, Donna, own and operate the At Peace Flotation Spa in Colleyville, Texas. In what ways would major leaguers benefit from visiting your facility?
flotation therapy is just a great therapy as far as just stress relief and all that, but it's a great muscle relaxer as well. We've had a few players in here. I think for the most part during the season, it's tough to get them here. Cowboys and Phillies had it in the 80s, but for the most part, it's something I think is really should be part of a wellness regime.
All right. I can't let you go without asking for a World Series prediction. I understand that there may be some bias involved, but who do you like?
Well, you know, my brother and I were texting last night, and he goes, how could Nolan pick him in six? And it was the top of the ninth, and we were starting to rally, so I texted him back, and I said he was just being nice because I think it may be in five. You know, but I kind of like the six. I think this is just like, you know, everybody's saying, these two teams are very similar, and Tony La Russa's teams don't give too many games away, so you got to earn them. And so I'll stick with Nolan. Why not? He's running the hot hand, and I'll say Rangers in six.
Pete O'Brien played first base for the Texas Rangers from 1982 until 1988, after which he logged a season in Cleveland and four more in Seattle. Pete, thank you very much for speaking with me.
You bet, Bill. Thanks for having me.